This is Colorado Matters from CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner. The San Luis Valley in southern Colorado has the state's highest rate of children growing up in poverty. People stay in the area because it's beautiful, land is inexpensive, and family ties run deep. But it can also be hard to make ends meet there, and that's created a dilemma for locals whether to stay or to leave. CPR's Andrea Dukakis saw that firsthand at a school in the small town of San Luis.
Gilbert Apodaca is a teacher who wears a lot of hats.
I'm the high school math teacher at Centennial High School, and I'm also the kindergarten through eighth grade math coach.
And aren't you also the wrestling coach?
I'm also a wrestling coach and 100 other things. Small school.
The one school in town has about 200 students from kindergarten through 12th grade. Nearly all of them live at or near the poverty line. Apodaca was one of them. He was born and raised in San Luis, which sits right near the New Mexico border. His family lived in the housing projects next to the school. Apodaca's ticket out was Colorado State University.
My original goal was I was going to go off and become an engineer and go make a lot of money. And then when I was old and wealthy, I'd come back and retire here.
But Apodaca couldn't stay away. He felt a duty to his family here and to the kids.
It don't equal three, right? So you have to divide it by eight to get three, right?
Apodaca walks around his math class of high school juniors and seniors. He's on a mission to get as many of his students to college as he can because job prospects in the valley are slim.
You're going to kind of go one of two ways, and I tell the kids this all the time. You're going to go a tough path that's going to make it difficult for you to support yourself and your family your whole life, or you're going to learn to work hard, learn what it means to struggle and overcome that, and you're going to become something awesome.
The school principal, Curtis Garcia, is also a native of the San Luis Valley. He's 29 years old. Garcia grew up middle class in the nearby town of Alamosa. He was a good student, so good that he was accepted at Yale University, where he studied political science. But when he got to Yale, he felt blindsided.
When I left, I thought that I had been top tier academically, and I think I was for my place in my setting. But then I was confronted with people who were a lot more prepared than me, who I feel like had access to a lot more opportunities than I did. And so it just became kind of this cultural shock.
Garcia says he learned how to write at Yale and to question things more. After college, he toyed with the idea of staying on the East Coast. Instead, Garcia returned home to teach history at Centennial and then became principal. He wanted the Valley's kids to be more prepared for college than he was.
And so when I came back to be an educator in the Valley, that's one thing that I really tried to instill, is teaching our students how to think critically about themselves and their world around them.
Garcia figures the Valley's approach to education is about 15 years behind larger urban areas. So he sent teachers to conferences and trainings to bring new ideas back to the school. But as principal, Garcia spent a lot of time doing work outside the classroom. A couple days a week, he goes on home visits with social service workers to track down absent students. Today, as he gives a tour of Centennial, he points out Marlene.
So that's our bus driver. And she often comes to me in the morning and reports stuff, too, about what's happening that has helped us a lot.
Marlene watches for kids who have problems as she picks them up and drops them off. She's the one who told Garcia about a new family living on the outskirts of town.
One day she came and let us know that they had been living in the back of a U-Haul for quite some time, and it was already getting towards November, and things were really starting to get cold.
Garcia helped them get into the housing projects next to school. He says this isn't unusual, students growing up in difficult situations. Some of his students don't have electricity or running water. Along with poverty, the school has high teacher turnover and drugs. In a recent state survey, Centennial students reported using cocaine and methamphetamine at rates double the state average. And cheap heroin is becoming easy to find in the Valley. Senior Devin Mestis worries about San Luis's future. She's headed to Trinidad State Junior College next year. She hates the idea of leaving her family.
I love my parents. They're always going to be there for me, but they've told me to do what I want to do, and honestly, there's really nothing here in the Valley for me to stay for to make a living.
Some people in the Valley are optimistic that things could get better for young people. There's a lot of talk about bringing solar to the region, which has more sunshine than any other part of the state. Some say diversifying agriculture, which has long been part of the economy here, is the answer. Others say tourism. Math teacher Gilbert Apodaca thinks the area's one hope is for Valley natives to come back like he did.
Ideally, we'll be sending these kids out, getting a great education. If some of these kids want to get out of here and see the world, that's great. Some of these kids want to help their community, and I want to give them what they need to be able to do that.
Principal Curtis Garcia shares these hopes, but even he's headed out of town. Garcia is going to work in Alamosa, 40 miles northwest of San Luis. He'll be teaching education at Adams State University. Garcia believes training good teachers and convincing them to stick around is the best way to help the valley he treasures. I'm Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.